They were ball players. They lived in the underworld, and they played ball with the Lords of Death. Regardless of who was playing that game, it re-emphasized how Mesoamericans viewed themselves in the cosmos and in relation to the gods. So they were playing out a game of gods and the Lords of Death every time they took to the ball court.
It used to be thought that the losing team was always sacrificially slaughtered, but while this did later occasionally happen, at the time of our belt, we don't know what lay in store for the losers. Mostly, the games were an opportunity for a community to feast, to worship, and to create and reaffirm social ties. It's thought that early on, this was a game that both men and women could play. But by the time the Spanish encountered the Aztecs in the 16th century, the game was being played only by men. The ball courts were designed to be sacred spaces in which offerings were buried, so making the building a living entity. The Spanish recognized the religious significance of the courts and, of course, wanted to replace the old local pagan religion with their new, superior Catholic one. It cannot have been by accident that they built their cathedral in what is today Mexico City on the site of the great ball court of the ancient Aztec city Tenochtitlan. But if the courts were destroyed, the game survived the brutal conquest of Mexico and the destruction of the Aztec culture. A form of it is even played today, called ulama, proof, if any was needed, that once the sport embodies national identity, as this one does, it has enormous staying power.